Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Sheni B'Shabbat, the second day of the week, and in the second aliyah of Parshat Shoftim, we have seven psukim. In this aliyah, Moshe tells Bnei Yisrael that they must pick a king and appoint a king when they enter Eretz Yisrael. That king may not have too many horses, too many wives, too much personal wealth. The melech, this king, writes for himself two Sifrei Torah. One remains with him at all times, and one goes out to war when he goes out to war. Now, the Isser to live in Mitzrayim, the prohibition against living in Mitzrayim, is mentioned three times in the Torah. It's first found in Sefer Shmos Perek Yudalit in Parshas Beshalach, right before Kriyas Yamsuf. That's the first time. The third mention of the Isser to live in Mitzrayim is in Parshas Kisavo, but the second time is in Our Aliyah, Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Tet Zayin, in the context of what a Jewish king is not allowed to do. A Jewish king is not allowed to have too many horses so that he won't go back to Mitzrayim to buy more horses, because the Torah says that Hashem said, Lo tosifun lashuv baderech hazeod, that you're not allowed to go back to Mitzrayim. It's an isser to live in Egypt. And various reasons are given for this isser. One reason is given by the Rambam, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204. It's also mentioned by the Sefer HaChinuch. We don't know who wrote the Sefer HaChinuch, but we know it was written in the 13th century. This is in Mitzvah Lo Ta'aseh Memvav, number 46. Rabbeinu Bachya ben Asher, who died in 1340, also says this answer. And they all say that the reason why we may not live in Egypt is because the people there are particularly immoral. And the Torah told us that in Parshas Kedoshim. And going there to live might influence the way Jews live, and it'll influence them in a negative way. That's the Rambam, Sefer HaChinuch, Rabbeinu Bachya, and others. The Arizal has a different answer. The Arizal is Adonenu Rabbeinu Rabbi Yitzchak Luria. The Arizal died in 1572. And this is recorded by his primary Talmud, Rav Chaim Vital, who died in 1620. It's found in the Sefer Halikutim, in the beginning of Parashat Ki Tetzé, Simen Chaf Aleph. The Arizal explains that wherever a Jew lives, he or she needs to extract the holiness that is hidden in that place and elevate that holiness. When the Jews left Mitzrayim, however, they emptied it of all its holiness. For example, the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, Daf Tes Amud Beis, that when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they made it like a bird trap that has no grain, and like the depths of the sea that have no fish. There is no Kedusha there. And so therefore, says the Arizal, it's considered pointless for a Jew to live in Mitzrayim, because he or she cannot accomplish any elevation of holiness there. And other poskim offer other answers, but we must ask a fundamental question. You say it's usher to live in Egypt, but many gedolim lived in Egypt. Many beautiful communities flourished in Egypt. The Rambam lived in Egypt. The Radvaz, Rav David ben Zimra, who died in 1589, Rav Bezalel Ashkenazi, who died in 1592. The Arizal himself lived in Egypt as a youth. So how can you tell me that it's prohibited, it's usher to live in Mitzrayim, and yet many communities and many gedolim lived there? So many answers are given to this question. One is by Rabbeinu Bachya himself. Rabbeinu Bachya says that the Isser only applied when the people of Mitzrayim were particularly immoral, but it is not usher at all times. And in fact, Rabbeinu Bachya said, there's no way that this mitzvah applies at all times, under all circumstances, or else all of the communities and the chachamim of the world would have protested against those communities and Jews who lived in Egypt. That's Rabbeinu Bachya. The Yireim, Rabbi Eliezer Mimetz, one of the Talmidim of Rabbeinu Tam. The Yireim died in 1175, and in Simon Shin Tes, he says that the Isser applies only to returning to Egypt directly from Israel. That would literally reverse the path of Yitzias Mitzrayim. But going there from a different path, there is no problem. The Rambam himself, in Hilchos Malachim Perek Hei Halachaches, says that the Isser to return to Egypt is to move there with the intention to do so permanently. But a person may move there for temporary purposes. For example, for business, it's no problem. The Sefer HaChinuch seems to say the same thing. In the Radvaz, who I said a moment ago, Rav Dovin ben Shlomo ibn Zimra, who died in 1573, in his Perush to that Rambam, says the same thing. He says that the Rambam himself had no choice, since he was the physician of the king, and they made him stay. And the Radvaz himself said that he learned Torah there and set up a yeshiva there. In that situation, it's also mutter. However, he does add that he eventually made his way back to Yerushalayim. However we understand the Isser, and however we understand the heter to live in Egypt sometimes under certain circumstances, may we all be zoche, those in Egypt and those around the world, God willing, may we all be zoche to move to Israel like the Radvaz himself did and so many of the Jews before and after him. Have an amazing day, everyone.